It's 11:11 now. We're about 3.5 weeks till the end of 2015, and it's not too late to save yourself a little money before the calendar turns to 2016. Joining us live is CBS News senior business analyst Jill Schlesinger. You have a bunch of things listed, Jill, on your blog, but where should we start? What's the most important thing we can do?
You know, I think the most important thing is take a breath and let's figure out what's different about your life this year than last year. And I think that's something that you can really use your old tax returns, your 2014 tax returns. Just pull them out, because that's going to be an easy thing to realize, like, as soon as you see that. And the first thing you say is, if I've got a taxable investment account, do I have some losses that are carried over to this year? And if so, this may be some time a good time to rebalance your portfolio and sell some winners. It won't cost you anything. So the reality is, when you've got a taxable investment account, winners and losers can get washed against one another. And if you've got more losses than you have gains, then you can carry forward $3,000. You can deduct $3,000 of losses against ordinary income and carry forward whatever's left into the next year. So check out that old return and see what's happening, and see if you should make some moves before the end of the year in a taxable investment account.
Talking about life-changing events, retirement and college savings plans. Fully funding them can also help. How do you do that, and what is the impact?
Well, you know, if you look at the annual gift deduction that you can make, you basically can give $14,000 to anybody and every single calendar year. So you could put in $14,000 into your kid's 529 plan. If you're married, you can make it $28,000. That's something that's really good to do. And if you just feel philanthropic and you want to get rid of some money in your estate, you can always give up to that $14,000 to as many people as you want. There will be no gift or estate tax on that.
What about when you do your returns? Can you do stuff with your deductions and prepare them in a way that you can maximize what you get back?
Yeah, I think this is something that people really kind of gloss over. And here's what I want to say, that there's so many people now who are, yes, they're wage employees, but they're making extra money doing other stuff. Now, that means that you're a small business owner. You may not think of yourself that way, but you are. And that means a good idea here is to estimate what you think your income's going to be for next year, this other income. And you know what? You can actually decide whether to make some big business expenses this year or delay them till next year, or send some bills out for your work instead of sending them out before year end, push them into next year. And that's, you know, you really are saying, whatever year I have a higher tax bracket, that's a year when I want to take more deductions, spend some money on expenses. And if you've got a ton of money that's coming in this year, but maybe not so much next year, you try to delay some of those things.
Now, a lot of people's eyes glaze over when you start talking about year end tax tips. Where's a good place for people to go? You've got a great blog. Is it a tax professional? Is that necessary?
I'm not sure it's so necessary. I mean, look, you're selling winners and losers in your taxable accounts. You're trying to make sure that if you're going to have some big deductions this year, that you're maximizing as many as you can, because we've got some rules in the IRS code where you have to reach a certain benchmark. If you're a kind of person who's charitable, instead of giving a cash gift, maybe you decide to give a highly appreciated security. Be like Mark Zuckerberg, you know? You can give those appreciated shares of Facebook to a charity. You take the deduction for the full amount, not what you paid for it, and the charity doesn't care, because they aren't going to sell it and take any sort of tax hit at all. The other thing that I just want to remind everyone is that, you know, this is a year, and when you know, a lot of people are worried about, did I make money or not in my accounts? You may find this is a year where you get a big taxable distribution from a mutual fund that you own, even though you didn't make a lot of money in it. That's because mutual funds can buy and sell stuff that predates you. So you might have a larger tax liability than you realize.
Excellent. Thanks, Jill. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News senior business analyst.